which were asking for freedoms, which were asking for the abolition of censorship. For those demonstrations where many responsible functionaries in the trade union movement have been changed. So they have shown that in the present conditions, what they are more afraid of this situation, because it deals immediately with their own privileges, with their own interest, and they have shown that immediately they intend to put a stop, to put a break to those movements. I don't know if the press here has reported the last speech made by Brezhnev, the secretary of the Soviet Communist Party in Moscow, to the communists of Moscow, where he took a very sharp, very hard line and told that they would not tolerate very longer the manifestations of intellectuals, non-conformist intellectuals, and so on and so forth. For those bureaucrats, for those leaderships of worker states, the question of Vietnam, well, they help Vietnam because they can do nothing else, they have to help Vietnam, but nevertheless, the question of Vietnam is for them a sort of nuisance for their policy of Pacific coexistence. What they are much more interested in is to defend their own privileges in the countries they rule, and there they say that they cannot tolerate any mass movement, which undoubtedly would be for the support of the Vietnam people against American imperialism. In this condition, is it impossible to have a global strategy of a struggle against imperialism, a world strategy against imperialism? In spite of those difficulties, in spite of the obstacle presented by the leadership of the mass organization, it is not impossible to move, to change this situation. It is not impossible to force, at least partly, to force in some measure those leadership to change. The change which have occurred in the communist movement, official communist movement, the changes which are occurring now have been forced, I repeat, as I said at the beginning, by the heroic resistance of the Vietnamese. It has been imposed to them by the position taken by the Cuban leadership. It has been imposed to them by those demonstrations all over the world of youth against American imperialism. In these conditions, they were afraid to lose the control of masses, even small masses, but nevertheless important young people, and they have partly changed their policy. In the present condition, it is necessary not to stop those actions, but on the contrary, to strengthen them, to multiply them precisely. In the present condition, if American imperialism is partly retreating, if American imperialism is now partly in the necessity to change its policy, it's not the time to stop the struggle against American imperialism. On the contrary, it's the time to strike it stronger, quicker, to give to American imperialists much more blows. All the present actions against American imperialists must multiply, and I'm sure that all over the world we will assist in the coming months to new demonstration, to new manifestation, and the victory of Vietnamese people will inspire more and more people to demonstrate, to fight for their liberation. But the old leaderships can only turn, can only move within limits. And these limits are rather narrow. And the battle against imperialism will not stop after even if the war stops in Vietnam. The fight against imperialism is a struggle which can end only by a world victory on capitalism, on world capitalism, by a victory which will eliminate capitalism of the all countries. And this can be achieved only, not only by partial victories, but can be achieved by victories on the, in the main industrial countries, which necessitate that arise from the present movement new mass revolutionary leaderships. And I would finish on this matter. The question is today to strengthen the struggle against imperialism, to organize more demonstration, bigger manifestation, but it is also to prepare the struggle for tomorrow and after tomorrow. That means to prepare leaderships for decisive struggles also in other countries all over the world. And this can be done only by strengthening the present world vanguard, which is for us the Fourth International. In spite of many numerical weaknesses, everyone knows that we have been playing an important role in many of the present struggles of the world. Our ideas have been long only, our fight has been for a long time a fight only for ideas, only with ideas, by propaganda. Today, the first actions which have been for the support of the Vietnam people against American imperialism have shown that those ideas have found an echo amongst broader masses, that, and they have been shown not only that they are true in an abstract way, but also that they become true in part of actions all over the world. The global strategy against American imperialism, the global strategy for socialism, cannot be carried and prepared by only small groups. Those groups must be strengthened. It is the duty of those who understand the validity of our ideas to join us to create stronger organization, to struggle against imperialism over the world, to struggle for socialism, is today not only to mobilize big masses, it is also with this mobilization of big masses to strengthen the vanguard group who carry the flag of the Fourth International, who carry the flag of the October Revolution, who continue the work which was started by the Communist International in its first years, to assure the victory of the World Socialist Revolution.
Our next speaker, comrades, will be Livio Maitan. figure in Italian political life and the author of many books, many articles dealing with general political questions, but in particular of recent years.
If you would have an immediate struggle for power in Western Europe, the problem would not be posed, because you do not have that, and because you do not have revolutionary mass consciousness amongst the Western European working class. You have this temporary divorce of the two tasks, and you have the attempts of revolutionists to fight for both, to look towards a future blending of both whenever this is possible, but not to forget or to subordinate one to the other. And I say, comrade, if you would have been in Berlin, and if you would have understood what it means in this ultra-reactionary city of West Berlin, with its anti-communist hysteria, where even six months ago, nobody dared raise a red flag because he was immediately accused of being a Russian agent or a Russian spy. If you would have understood what the defense of the Vietnamese revolution has created there has changed, that now you had 1,000 red flags in West Berlin, and now you had hundreds and hundreds of photographs, not only of Ho Chi Minh, but of Lenin, of Rosa Luxemburg, of Trotsky, of Liebknecht walking through the streets of Berlin, then you must understand concretely how the struggle to defend the Vietnamese revolution can also be a lever for heightening the anti-capitalist and revolutionary consciousness of the people in Western Europe.
Just one or two announcements, and then I'll go back into the discussion.